Hi, Tom. How are you this morning?
Hi, Butch. How are you?
Good. How you been?
Doing well. Doing well. Just had a good day off yesterday and driving to things now.
Well, I'd ask you how your shoulder is, but we already know from Ocho Cinco on his tweet on Saturday that you're fine. He says you talk to him and you're fine, so everything's good, right?
Yeah, I don't remember talking to him. So,
he just makes it up.
On Ocho Cinco is a little bit evasive, I think, at times.
Tom, Bob Neumeier here. Nice to talk to you again. I know the only time I do talk to you is in Louisville, Kentucky. The last few years, the first Saturday in May in the Kentucky Derby. But it's good to talk to you and good to obviously have you back in the lineup. And I guess that we do have to ask the obligatory question: is do you think you'll be ready for the opening game against Buffalo?
Yeah, I certainly am expecting that. So it was fun to be out there on last Friday night. We played against a very talented team, and the team played well in some aspects. In some ways, we still have plenty of improvements to make. And the hit that I took, I just fell awkwardly. And any time a 350-pound man lands on you, most people would be a little bit sore, which I was, but I'm really looking forward to this week and getting prepared for this game and then Buffalo's just right around the corner, so the next few weeks are going to fly as they always do, just in anticipation of the opening night, but I'm excited as my teammates are.
Tom, you said that you believe you will be expected to play against Buffalo, and I'm using my reporter hat here, and by that language, I would ask you whether there is a chance that you won't play against Buffalo in that opening game.
Well, I mean, there's a chance I won't make it down to the stadium in the next 30 minutes.
Tom, come on, Tom.
There's a lot of time before that game, and it's, like I said, there's a lot of players on our team that have bumps and bruises. I have bumps and bruises. It's a physical game, and like I said, I felt a little bit awkwardly, but I'm expecting to be out there, and I'm expecting to play this week if Coach lets me. So we'll just see how the week goes.
Tom, what were you thinking right after you got hit?
I was thinking, damn, that guy was heavy. That's what I was thinking. He's Albert Haynesworth, he's one of the best defensive linemen we play against. So, I kind of pumped to the left and drifted into him. So he made a good play and like I said, I landed just a little awkward on the ground and coach made the decision at that point at halftime that that was it for the night. And that was it. That was the last time I was out there.
You know how much people care about this team and how much they care about you in this town. And I went back and looked at the video last night several times on the hit, and I noticed that you winced when you went down. But it struck me that, it wasn't like you got shot by a sniper like a lot of guys do. And like you said, you fell awkwardly. But it dawned on me that, just a year ago, you had a hit, and you had a similar feeling, you got hit and you went down. You didn't know how badly you were hurt. So in that sense, when you got hit again here, were you thinking to yourself for a moment, oh, no, here we go again?
No, I mean, I don't think so. When I got hit, last year, and we're going back a long time, but, I knew it was bad, obviously. I mean, that pain didn't go away. Anytime you hurt your knee like that, I mean, it's very, there's a lot of trauma to the area that I got injured, and it lasted for a long, long time. And, last night, I've taken a lot of hits in my career, really. It's, you can't play the position without contact. And, you're very defenseless as a quarterback. You're just standing there trying to get rid of the ball, and you got four, sometimes five guys, sometimes six guys coming after you, and you got to get rid of the ball. And, that's why it's remarkable for guys like Brett Favre and Peyton Manning, who have played, Favre's going, I think, in his year without being injured. I mean, that's not that he hasn't been injured. It's just, injured enough not to play. So there's definitely an art to taking hits and being out there every week. And, you know, part of the off-season conditioning program is to have your body strong and flexible and able to withstand the different hits that you take over the course of the season. So, you know, I'm confident in the way that I train so that I'm prepared for those. Some of those you can't avoid, like last year. You know, but it's part of the job description. And anybody who plays this game needs to be willing to play at less than 100% of perfect, which, you know, after that first training camp practice, nobody's 100%.
Tom, your injury notwithstanding in the game against Washington, I thought from an intensity point of view, this was very high level for a preseason game. Having said that, I'm interested in how you think you performed. Obviously, the offense had a number of series where I thought you guys were clicking like you always have with Moss and some of your other players. Just as a review and how you thought that you felt in a very intense game against an above-average defense in a hostile environment, how you think you fared in that game?
Well, I do like, you know, I think it's great that we've gone over twice this year and won both those games, I'll say that. And times we performed very well. We had some long drive against the Redskins, you know, but we've had quite a few three and outs also. So we've been very up and down, and I think the inconsistency of offensive football is really what you're trying to eliminate. Every time you want to be an offense that every time you take the field, you make the defense stop you. That I was a part against Tampa Bay in 2000. With Drew on the sideline, he said, you know what, Tom, the team that usually wins is the team that makes the fewest mistakes, so, which is very different than college football. I mean, the team that usually wins is the team that, you know, makes the most plays. But in the NFL, you know, if you make a good play followed by a bad play, you're going to lose. For our offense, we've been more mistakes than Coach Bell. And we've got to try to find ways to rectify those mistakes here in the next couple weeks.
Tom, two big stories if you're a Patriots fan that broke yesterday and last night, Kevin O'Connell and Teddy Bruschi. Let's start with Kevin O'Connell. What insight can you give us? I think most Patriots fans, if not shocked, were very surprised by the news that a guy was drafted in the third round 2 years ago, that a guy was your heir apparent, or Matt Castle's heir apparent as the backup, all of a sudden was cut by the team. What insight can you give us into Kevin O'Connell?
Well, I haven't. We've been away the last, you know, 48 hours from the team, so, you know, I haven't talked to anybody, and you know, I see reports, you know, if it is true, I mean, Kevin. I really enjoy Kevin, and Kevin is a great person. He's a great player, and it's a very competitive position. And Kevin's worked very hard, and you know, I've loved being with Kevin, and Kevin does have a very bright future. So, it's really always a tough time of year because there's a lot of guys that I have a lot of respect for that. You know, that don't end up being a part of the roster. Kevin, well, that's certainly.
Tom, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we lost you for a second.
Yeah, I have a question about the backup situation, Tom, and it's water under the bridge now that he's signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. But if the Patriots thought that perhaps O'Connell was not a guy to be a legitimate backup to you, would you have been okay had the Patriots brought in Michael Vick as the backup to you with this team?
Well, I think, you know, I'm okay with anything that Coach Belichick does. Whatever he feels he needs to do to improve the team, that's what you got to do. And, you know, I'm sure that's the way Donovan McNabb felt. I'm sure I feel that way about any player that we had. I mean, the best player's got to play. And if you're a part of a team, you sacrifice whatever individual goals you have for the success of the team. And I'm not the best player on the team. Then you need to be replaced because that's what happens when you play on a team. If you're a professional golfer, hey, no problem. I mean, if you if you're not good, and you're not going to make any cuts. But you don't want to be a part of a team that wins two games because the best players are sitting on the bench and the coach hated to play the other guys. So I know Coach Belichick's always looking to improve the team. Whatever way he feels that he needs to improve the team, then when you're part of the team and you're a player, you go there and do your job. And your job is to do what the coach asks you to do.
Tom, back to your shoulder for 1 second. You sound confident that when you said last year that when you got hit, you knew it was bad. And obviously this doesn't sound anywhere near that in your voice from what we hear. Does that confidence come from, did you have an MRI or an X-ray, something to let you know that, hey, this isn't serious?
Well, I always rely on the doctors and the trainers, and, when it's just part of, like I said, it's just part of getting hit. I mean, you get hit, you get sore. When you get in your shoulder, you take a little precaution with what you're doing. So I think it's there on the side, progressive. But I'm confident, everything's fine, and we're prepared to start the season.
Boy, we got a bad connection with Tom. You're listening to Patriots Monday with Butch and Newman in for Dennis and Callahan. Let's talk about Teddy Bruschi, Tom. Did this news surprise you?
I know Teddy. It'd be great to hear from Teddy. I don't think he's heard from Teddy yet. So
right.
So whenever Teddy wants to talk, that'll be great. Teddy's been a great friend of mine. He's been a wonderful teammate, and he's just. I just want to wait for.
Yeah, I think we can all respect that. But how about in this sense? Try to put him in perspective for us. We've been trying to do it this morning. In his 13 years as a Patriot, he's one of only a handful of guys who's played in all five of the Super Bowls. He's obviously been a huge part of this team's success. He was here when you got here and firmly entrenched as a leader of the team, or getting to that point, if not the leader of the team. How do you put Teddy Bruschi in perspective?
Well, I think Teddy, it's all those things. You can't put Teddy Bruschi into a box. That's one thing about Teddy. Teddy is a wonderful man. He's a wonderful person. He's a wonderful father and husband, and he set an example from the day that I got here on what it means to be a professional athlete and to play for the New England Patriots. And we were together when he went through probably the toughest part of his career, when he had his stroke. And since then, he's really been, he's done so much in the community to raise awareness and support for stroke victims. So, he's just a person who continues to grow, throughout his life. And he's been a great example for everybody that's been on our team. And he held himself to a very high standard. Every day he came out to that practice field as a leader with energy and enthusiasm, and it was reflected in the way that he played. And there's only one Teddy Bruschi, and the fans that they've always felt his love for the game and his love for the community, and he'll be missed by everybody.
Tom, I want to go back to your rehab if you can, and I know how hard you've worked at it, and I'm just wondering if there was a moment, I know you had some problems with the knee and infection and what have you, where was there ever a dark time or a moment where you thought that maybe you were not going to make it?
I don't think that thought ever crossed my mind. And I try to be a positive person, and whatever happened with an injury, whatever happens in the games, whatever happens in my life, I try to, deal with the positive. I mean, how the positive of this is people stop talking about my knee. That was pretty cool. we're moving on to something else. So it's just, you deal with the circumstances of whatever comes up, and you do your best with them. So, in a situation like this, you know, it's unfortunate. Things happen and things come up, but you know, how do you deal with them? And that to me is more of a product of what someone's character is or their mental toughness rather than, you know, the fact that injuries come up in a football season. That's no mystery, but you know, is this something that, you know, can beat you down and you lose confidence? No, I mean, I gain confidence from things like this. So, you know, I know that if a 350-pound man falls on me, you know, I can handle that. And that gives me a lot of confidence. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to throughout this season. And, you know, there's things that don't go the way you plan all along, but, you know, you got to find ways to overcome those and still go out there and produce on the field.
It's Patriots Monday here on Sports Radio 850. Butch and Newmy in for Dennis and Callahan. Tom, we had a bad connection with you before. And look, we all understand the way you guys do business down there. And you're only going to say so much about your status of what happened with your shoulder. But now that we have a better connection, I think we all know. Fans want to hear from you how you're doing. What can you tell us about your shoulder, about going forward, about the start of the season here?
Well,
I mean, you know what I'm saying. People want to hear your voice. They want to hear what you can tell us.
Yeah, but I mean, what does it matter? I mean, we don't play for 2 weeks, so the reality is, no matter what I say, you know, whether how confident I am, I mean, we're just gonna have to wait till September 14th or hopefully this Thursday if Coach lets us play. I mean, traditionally he doesn't let us play in this game, but you know, if he wants me to play, I'll play and. You know, we're going to go out there and try to, you know, improve this week as a team and improve in practice. But, you know, me to sit here and make a bunch of predictions of something that's 2 weeks away, I don't understand what the point is in that.
No, I know. Well, Newmy and I have
done that.
Yeah. We have our reporter's hats on. We're trying to read between the lines and hear what you have to say. And you know how people feel about this team and how they feel about you. So, you know, again, I think they just want to hear whatever it is you want to say.
Sure. And like I said, we've never been, you know, making a bunch of predictions. I mean, I think a lot of other teams do that. You know, a lot of other players do that. We're going to make the playoffs this year. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, what does that mean when people make predictions like that? I mean, it's just a bunch of hot air. So, you know, I always just feel that, you know, the actions of our team and, the actions of our coach speak much louder than what we say. And we're in an environment where everyone wants to be overconfident. And to me, it's more insecurity when you're overconfident. It's, you know, you're trying to make people believe because maybe you don't believe. And, you know, I think I'm a person that I love going out and showing it. And I think so do my teammates and so does our coach. And I think that's why we all fit in so well together. And, you know, we're making our preparations. Guys who are injured are doing their rehab, and you know, we're going to be out there as soon as we're ready to be out there, and no later than that, no sooner than that. So, like I said, I'm not the only person on this team with bumps and bruises. I'm really not, and there's a lot of guys that are committed to this team and are doing everything they can to get out there so they can be out there for that opening game, and I'm one of them.
Tom, there's a business side, obviously, to this game that you know about, and in the last 3 weeks, multi-million dollars have been thrown at the lights of Eli Manning and Philip Rivers, two quarterbacks that I think that are inferior to the type of play that you bring to the table with the Patriots. Question being, as we go down the road, knowing the salary cap, knowing the contract that awaits you, does that concern you at all in terms of your play this year and the fact that you can probably, you know, name your price going down the road financially with this team?
Well, I've never approached it like that. I mean, I think my enjoyment comes from winning, from being a part of this organization. You know, that's where my enjoyment comes from. I mean, it's wonderful to make, you know, the kind of money that professional athletes make. You know, with that comes a sacrifice and you know, we're all prepared to make whatever sacrifice it can because we have so much fun. And, you know, I really love playing the game. And that to me is the most important thing. You know, and it's also great to be able to make the salaries that, that we as professionals make while understand while still doing with humility and not, you know, certainly taking it for granted, because I don't think that's the way to approach it either. So, you know, my teammates, we're all in a great position. The NFL is the most popular sport in the United States. It's growing all over the world. We're playing a game in London this year. You know, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud to be a part of the growth of the league. And I hope that we always put a great product on the field for the fans, and the fans come out and support us. And our way of, I think, showing the respect to the fans is going out and, you know, with everything we got. So, you know, I'm not concerned with, you know, my standing with the New England Patriots. I want to go out there and earn a job this year. And with what I experienced last year, I think I'm fortunate enough to be out there. And that's really what I'm, that's what, how really I feel and how I'll probably always feel. I had a very, different experience last year that was very challenging personally, very challenging for our team. And we've overcome that to get to this point, and I'm looking forward to going out there and leading the guys, and that's probably what I enjoy most.
But you know how some athletes, they want to squeeze every nickel out of their situation. And with football, because of the salary cap, I guess, Tom, in a sense, the more money that you make, the less a chance other valuable players have to be on your team, because the team can only dole out so much money. So I guess, you know, what you've said in the past and what I assume you're saying in the future is that, you know, I don't want to use the word hometown discount, but that you're not necessarily out to squeeze every nickel out of your role with the Patriots down the road. Is that fair?
Well, I think everybody, it's different. Every team ends up spending differently. And, you know, some teams don't spend to the salary cap. You know, there's quite a few teams that don't spend to the maximum level. You know, Mr. Kraft, he always, you know, he has always done that. So Coach Belichick is, you know, he's a very, you know, him making the personnel choices, that's something that he's really, you know, he's probably the best that's ever been in that position. So, you know, the Patriots as an organization always make great choices, and guys want to come play for the Patriots. And, you know, I'm a quarterback who's always wanted to, you know, there's no place I'd rather be, and there's no place that I ever want to be. But, you know, a lot of these times the contract situations, they're not, you know, it's not up to the player. I mean, that's, you know, it's, I wish it was up to the player. I wish we could all write our own checks, but we don't. And, you know, we're the labor, and, you know, we're the people that, you know, show up, and we're trying to do the best that we can do so that we can earn another, you know, that we can earn our job. And, you know, I hope I'm here for a long time. I mean, Brett Favre's 39, and I'm hoping, you know, somebody wants me when I'm 39. That'd be pretty awesome. You know, we'll just, you know, like I said, just, you never know. I mean, they're looking so far into the future, and, you know, this year is going into some very challenging times as a league and as a union. And, you know, we've got to overcome a lot. I think everyone is really focused on the short term at this point, because no one's really aware of where the league's going next year and the following year.
Tom, my last question has to do with human nature and what you went through last year. I know that, you know, we do take things for granted, people and things, what have you. The fact that you did not play football for this team last year in the prime of your career, how badly, how much did you miss it, and how grateful are you to be able to be on the field and play again this year?
Yeah, and I learned in so many ways and in so many different ways that I didn't have the opportunity to before. So when you don't play, you just see things from an entirely different perspective, and it's a perspective you can only gain when you're sitting out and watching the team that you love, you know, go out there and play without you. And you realize that the game just keeps moving on, you know, whether you're here or whether you're not here, the game continues as it should. And it doesn't stop for Teddy Bruschi. It doesn't stop for Tom Brady. It didn't stop for Troy Brown or Lawyer Malloy or Drew Bledsoe. It just, the game keeps moving on as it should. And, you know, because of that, when you do have the opportunity to be a part of it, you know, that's something that you should be very grateful for. And, you know, when you've been out there consistently like I had, you don't have that. You just think, okay, it's just the way it is. I just show up and I play 16 games, and you know, if we go to the playoffs, you know, that's what we're all trying to do, and then you just move on to next season. Well, that's not the way it works, you know. It's really not. So for those days where you are on the practice field, where you're bitching about, you know, being in pads for the, you know, 27th, you know, padded practice of training camp, I mean, it's, you don't complain. You just go, okay, that's what it is. That's what we'll do. Because you'd much rather deal with that than not be out there at all.
So Thursday night against the Giants, what do you think, one series or two series you'll play?
Well, it's up to Coach Belichick. He, you know, he's the boss. You know, I've never been, you know, I've always wanted to play. It's always valuable for me to be out there as much as possible.
We're trying.
I'm going to make a prediction that you'll have a visor on against the Giants. That's my prediction.
Hey, last question, Tom. Last question. You mentioned earlier in this interview that it's a work in progress with your offense, and I noticed a couple things in the Redskins game where Fred Taylor, for example, did a curl one way and you expected him to go the other. Joey Galloway, obviously, it's hit or miss right now with him. How important is that this work in progress? And if the season were to start tomorrow, do you feel confident with where you are with the offense, with the new weapons you have?
Well, there's, you know, all that stuff, there's plenty of times you go out there and you're not on the same page. And it doesn't happen very much with Wes or Randy, because we've been through 200 practices, right, you know, 150 practices together. So things come up, you communicate on them. You say, if this happens again, this is the way we need to do it. And the decisions that are made out there are, you know, you're making three or four decisions within 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So if you're not on the same page, it isn't incomplete. It looks bad. It's, you know, you go, oh, why did they throw it there? Why did he run that? Why did we do that? And when it goes right, like it does with, you know, the guys that you played with, you go, damn, that looks good. You know, why don't they just do that every time? Well, that comes with a lot of practice. That comes with a lot of effort. That comes with a lot of communication in the meeting room. And that's a work in progress. That will continue from the beginning of training camp, the beginning of the off-season program, to all the way through the end of our last game. So that's why we practice. That's why we film our practices. That's why we have as many meetings as we do, because when those things come up in the game, in order to be on the same page, in order to anticipate what each of us are going to do, then you need to go through all that. And that's what we're really trying to do. And, you know, we as a team, we have plenty of that work to do. So that's why I'm excited about coming into practice every day, so that we can find ways to make improvements so that we go on the field. We don't have those inconsistent performances, those up and downs, you know, where we're 3 and out one drive and then we have a 12-play, you know, 84-yard drive the next time. So, you know, we've got plenty of work ahead, and we're going to need every practice. And, you know, hopefully we're prepared to go out and put our best on the field this Thursday.
So with guys like Galloway and Taylor, though, with over 20 years' experience, I mean, it's going to continue going into the season, but you feel good about the communication with those guys?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. And you can't cover, you know, you can't cover 100 practices into 25 practices. I mean, you just can't, because we're giving 100% every day. So, you know, what the mistakes that we're making, they continue to come up. Now, Fred and Joey, they're, you know, their learning process is accelerated by, you know, I'd say someone in their first couple of years, because they've had those experiences. So when you communicate, they know exactly what you're talking about. So you still got to go out there and make the changes and make the corrections and communicate about them. But, you know, they have a much better ability to pick those things up.
All right, Tom, thanks as always. I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting morning down there in Foxborough for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, sure will.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Tom Brady.